children as teachers. Western culture treats children as incomplete adults, empty vessels to be filled with knowledge and civilized into proper behavior. Indigenous cultures recognize children as having their own medicine, their own wisdom, often carrying gifts the adults have forgotten. Children haven't yet learned to doubt their perceptions, to censor their questions, to accept that's just the way it is. They're wondering, why do we have to pay for water? Why can't animals vote? Why do we throw away so much food? Cuts through the accumulated rationalization that allows adults to participate in destructive systems without cognitive dissonance. The practice of listening to children as teachers means taking their questions seriously, not dismissing them as naive, but exploring them as potential doorways to truth. It means observing what captures their natural attention before school trains them to focus on what adults deem important. It means allowing them to teach us how to play, how to be present, how to feel wonder. This is not childish, but childlike. The recovery of capacities we've suppressed in the name of maturity. The good life includes this bi-directional flow of wisdom, where teaching and learning are reciprocal.